Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Gwyn Cheltimer, and my co-host, Felicity Signal Reed, as we continue on our celebration of Poetry Month by bringing you a poetry collage of local poets. We just did a set about spring, and our next set is going to get a little bit more serious, I think. But the first poem is actually a poem that also talks about gardens and spring in a way, but it also talks about the building of trust. It's a poem that I wrote. It is called What Grows Between Us. And then we'll follow that with a poem by Marilyn Hammond, and it is in fact called Trust. What Grows Between Us, after Faith Sharon. If joy is a garden, then love is a daisy on the mulching pile in the very corner of that garden. Trust is a sapling on the edge of the wood, and patience is the name of a cat who suns himself by the birdbath. The lover tosses leaves on steaming compost and laughs. His arms ripple with the past, and his feet are heavy with experience. The rose that grows in the arbor has its petals in the sun of the present and its thorns in the shade of change. You and I spend years walking the twisted paths of the garden. Sometimes we stand on the lawn, and rosy fragrance floats to us like a message. Sometimes we rush to gather armfuls of blossoms, then watch the white petals fall from our hands. We are learning to stand by the woods of trust. We are putting down roots.
This one is called Trust. Out of the darkness I heard them say, "Call this man, he will teach you trust." So I called. I heard voices in the background. You said, "I'll call you right back. Don't tie the line up. Don't go away. I'm here." So I stayed right there. I didn't tie the line up. I didn't go away. I am still here. Have been, in fact, for years. Terrified of leaving in case the phone rings. I suppose one could call this trust.
And now another set of poems with the theme leaving. And first of all, we'll hear Marilyn Hammond reading Hollows.
This one is called Hollows. In and out of the wind hollows, children and their sad games go running. Over piano keys, four mournfully out of tune, laughters and cries in discord, black notes and beats of silence. To white sand hollows where only the wind goes running now, in and out of the sad games, left by the children, gone. This one's untitled. There was frost like salt on the ground the day of my leaving. No wind or movement stirred the air, and yet, from the tree outside my window, the gray leaves tumbled and fell like wounded birds.
And next, Gwyn is going to read a poem by one of our local poets, Stuart Ross. It's called The Catch.
The Catch. The last time I saw her, I was hauling records from the apartment on Maitland we had shared for years. She couldn't believe how few I was leaving her, but hell, I'd bought them all. We were both so relieved. The last time I saw her was in the plaza in Antigua, Guatemala. I thought we were done with tears weeks earlier, but there they were again, in my eyes and perhaps in hers. She told me to look after myself and to go to Mexico. The last time I saw her was at the Maastricht train station, from which I would travel to Schiphol for a 4 a.m. flight. Tears covered my face, and she kissed me goodbye, apologizing for bringing me so far from home. The last time I saw her was in her car, in front of my apartment, on Dundonald, after an absurd trip to the Group of Seven collection in Kleinburg. Tears filled her wide eyes. I apologized for pulling the rug out from under her. The last time I saw her was in the narrow lane beside the home we had shared on Palmerston. I had arrived to meet my movers. She and I hugged, tears on her face. I told her to take care. The last time I saw her was 4 a.m. in the morning, and we stood at Bloor and Christie. My face, tears and snot. Her eyes, pity and concern. She told me to get some sleep. to look after myself. The last time I saw her was in her apartment on Huron. I was tired. There was a hug, a kiss, no tears. When I walked out the door, she congratulated me. For the first time, I had turned the right way down the corridor. And our next reader is Marie Prinz. Marie, would you like to tell us a little about your poem?
2 years ago, my sister passed away from cancer. One of the last times that I spent with her was in my garden, and she did me the favor of picking all of the currants off our currant bushes. It's a very long, tedious task, but she quite enjoyed it. I wrote this poem about a year later about her passing, and it is called Meteorite. Last summer, hour after hour, you milked the currants from their slender stems and stained your fingers red. Some fell into your lap, small round berries reflecting radiation aimed hot months before at the meteorite that crashed with a silent thud into the epicenter of your unsuspecting life. Fleeting weeks later, translucent light gelled the fruit in jars, crimson as stained glass, but left untouched by your lips, too weak to taste its sweet offering of times past. Now, day after day, we savor those berries, preserved but dwindling, spoonful by spoonful, spread despondently across the crater hole left behind by the impact of your cosmic passing.
Thank you to all those who have contributed to our celebration of Poetry Month. There will be many celebrations taking place all over the continent. Watch out for local events. Two to remember are the annual display of work by local poets at both branches of the Crammy Public Library and the Ontario Poetry Society's Spring into Poetry Party at 66 King East, with readings, an open mic, and lots of prizes. Please let us know of other events coming up in this region if you know of them. And listeners, if you would like to connect with us with comments, queries, or suggestions for whom we might interview in future programs, please leave your messages at our website, www.wordonthehills.com. At that website, you'll also find all our broadcasts archived, so you can listen to them anytime and from anywhere. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week, right here on Word on the Hills, Sunday at 1, repeated Thursday at 1 a.m. for you Nighthawks out there. And tune in to Northumberland 89.7, truly local radio, anytime. There's always something going on here.